The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some patchy fog issues once again this morning around the area. Otherwise, it's going to turn into a pretty nice day today. Mild for December, high at least in the upper 50s to around 60. A dry day, sun and cloud mix, but clouds will be increasing. It'll be cloudy tonight, but not as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, showers likely from time to time. A breezy day, high 56. Windy and cold on Friday. We may not make it 50 degrees. It'll seem colder because of the winds. And Saturday is a raw day, barely up to about 49 for a high temperature with sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. District 3 Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin died Tuesday. City officials confirmed the news Tuesday night. Larkin was first elected to the Montgomery City Council in 1999. He was serving his fourth term as a city councilman. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says there was a 36% reduction of service calls New Year's Eve night. This comes after the city made a push to cut down on celebratory gunfire. Shots fired calls were down by 9%. And the coronavirus vaccine is now available at the Lowndes County Health Department in Hainville. The Moderna vaccine is being administered to frontline healthcare workers and first responders. Health officials say vaccinations are available by appointment only every Tuesday from 9 to 3:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, You could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm not going to let some Nashville bomber ruin this song.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown when you've got worries. All
I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Ate my bacon and eggs as I watch our in-studio sidekick here, Eddie Vader, down his donut holes.
They were delicious.
Good to hear.
And I always get this variety pack. That way I don't get burned out. And with a donut hole, you never get. You know what you get? You bite into it, it's like strawberry on the inside. Sometimes it's just glazed on the inside.
Yeah, I was going to move on from you eating donut holes, but seriously, you get donut holes with filling inside of it?
Yeah.
Jack.
And some with
never,
powder.
I've never heard of such.
What? Oh, you guys are denying yourself such pleasure.
Please get a horse. Please. Go live in the mountains somewhere. Please, Eddie. One day, I hope to show up at the station. Where's Eddie? No, he's left. He's moved to the mountains. One day. 272-9228 is the number. And, well, it appears that, well, okay, let's start this way. The race in Georgia, Warnock declared the winner over Loeffler in Georgia. Then the race between Ossoff and Perdue, still too close to call. Just saw a statement by Perdue and his campaign saying they're going to use every legal avenue because it's very close there. 0.4% separating the two men. And he's going to continue to fight and feels confident that if they do recounts and all the proper things, then he'll end up victorious. That was the statement from Perdue.
Why do there need to be recounts ever? And as somebody texted me a minute ago, why does it always break for the Democrats when late votes come in?
Mm-hmm. Pretty convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I thought in this race, there was a lot of early voting, which usually is a Democrat way. So when the race started, kind of knew the number. And then as we went to bed, those numbers changed.
Mm-hmm. Always do. They always change.
Yeah.
Got to ask yourself that question.
Well, and then last night there were all these clashes in the streets of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
We actually have some folks going up there, not to fight, but, you know, listeners who got on some, you know, a couple of buses put together by, I think, some of the Tea Party groups and the Eagle Forum. And so you got a bunch of people heading up there on buses, going to protests and marches there in Washington, D.C. There are already crowds assembled, you can tell, in Washington. In 2 hours, the joint session of Congress to account electoral votes will take place or begin. Mo Brooks already warning yesterday in a TV interview that there aren't enough senators, it looks like, to challenge 6 states, only enough to challenge 3. But we'll see when the day progresses.
Republicans don't seem to have much in the cojones department.
No, they don't fight.
Oh, and there's all sorts of intra-party fighting already going on. Especially, you know, those wise guys, the bastard children of William F. Buckley Jr., mm-hmm. National Review, are having a field day right now. We told you so.
we told you so. If you just listen to us, like you listen to us when you had John McCain.
Yeah, that's why we lose, because we nominate elitist candidates.
Yes.
Yeah. Like people who read National Review, those are the kind of people we nominate in our party.
Mm-hmm.
Not fighters, but blue blood country club, cigar smoking, scotch drinking Republicans. And that's why they get their ass beat. They don't identify with real people.
Hey, man, well said.
I showed Joey.
Purdue kind of fitting the bill there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. And didn't debate. Yeah. I mean.
Well, you saw the video showed you this morning with Mitt Romney. And it shows again, to me, he's very weak. Weak individual.
Oh, yeah.
And he was confronted in an airport by a woman.
Is he buying business class, though?
That's what I was kind of wondering.
Yeah, he was hopping on a plane. Did you see this tape, Jack Campbell?
No.
Yeah, Romney hops on the plane, and then you take it away, Eddie.
Well, yeah, Romney. Well, first he's in the gate waiting to get on the plane, and a lady confronts him and says, "Hey, why aren't you fighting for our president?" And he said, "It's the Constitution." And she said, they went back and forth. She said, "I understand the Constitution. You're not standing up for our president." So he got up, walked away from her. She didn't ever seem to cuss him out or anything, but she called him a coward.
Mm.
And so when they got on the plane, I guess other people at the gate had seen this. And so when he was on the plane, the whole plane seems to start chanting, "Traitor.
Traitor. Traitor."
Oh, God,
yeah.
I love it.
Can you imagine a more uncomfortable flight?
Yeah. Or this was leaving D.C., right?
Yeah.
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 In D.C.
I mean, they're chanting it. So, and I'm glad. I'm glad he feels uncomfortable or forced to feel uncomfortable. I'm sure it won't change his ways, but at least. And that lady told him, "You work for me." And he said, "No, I work for the citizens of, I think, Utah or wherever." Mm. And she said, "I am one of those citizens. You work for me." And that's when he got it and walked away.
Mm. couldn't happen to a nicer
right.
bastard. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. We already got it. Person, if we're going to be gender neutral here, Pat.
Or Priscilla.
Oh, God, no.
Who Soldier is Boy. This? Soldier Boy. Eddie, how did you get... Okay, Soldier Boy, now. I'm going to describe what Eddie typed in. I don't usually do this, because I know the troubles of being a phone
screener. I call him Petulia Clark. That's a girl.
I got the Clark part, but I
here's what he wrote down. I can see it on my call board here. Pat or Priscilla, in parentheses, maybe a guy, maybe a chick, hard to understand.
Just hey, Eddie. Eddie, I'm going to come down there and whoop your rectum like I'll whoop Mr. Warlock.
Traitor.
Well, if you would be honest over the telephone, instead of coming in with all these, identities, I don't
aliases.
Know if you got multiple personalities or what.
Hey, why can't I pay political identity? Everybody else is. Mm-hmm. Let's play identity politics, right, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me ask brothers. You a question. Yeah, I got some beefs to get on from last night. Okay.
All right.
Beef away.
Beef away. Number one, Warlock. That's what I call him. He's a damn Satanist anyway. He comes out there on television in his church recorded that he is not pro-choice. He's pro-abortion. And I guess he makes himself feel better because he puts the word reverend in front of him. I guess he's self-ordained. Anybody can get one of those damn things on the internet. First of all, next to Mr. Warlock, didn't his ex-wife said he physically abused her?
He ran her over a couple weeks ago. Ran her foot
okay.
over.
Now, we're not going to believe women. They believe women from 50 years ago when we tried to get one of our, our Supreme Court justices, Kavanaugh, approved. Oh, we believe women, what they say and everything. We should believe them, da, da, da. Why aren't the hell they believing this woman?
Doesn't fit the narrative.
Exactly. I mean, these people that vote for, they must be completely stupid.
I've kind of wonder, is it people that's voting or is it, somebody taking advantage of the system? I can't see that many people voting for this guy. I was shocked last night.
Where was the media again? Well, we know what that is. I know that we know the answer, but I'm going to ask the question and make the statement. Where was the media when that lady called in on Larry King about Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't believe her. Oh, no. And when I asked Kamala... Oh, yeah, we should believe her. Yeah, we should believe her. That's when she was trying to run in the primaries against Joe. As soon as she becomes on board, don't believe her.
Soldier Boy, you must understand their hypocrisy on so many of these issues is not their weakness, it's their strength.
It's their consistency of it.
Yeah.
And why do Republican counties announce how many votes they got? Because they'll sit back there with a copier knowing exactly how many to print.
I saw that this morning, yeah. Why don't Republicans wait till the last minute to dump
their votes?
Jack asked the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, why do all the late-breaking votes come in for the Democrats? It's happened. I mean, it's historic. If you look back, it's happened all the time.
It's happening blatantly in our front of our face, and they're daring us to say anything. And you know when they said, "Well, you need some proof," and the guy said, "What kind of proof you need of voting irregularities or cheating? Oh, do you have some video? What happens when we show the video? They move the goalpost again?"
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what more do you need? You got people that are willing to go and put their name on a piece of paper saying that what they saw is correct and willing to go to federal prison, but yet, with hands up, don't shoot, not one person was willing to put their name on and sign a piece of paper saying they saw exactly that.
Yep, that's true.
But, Soldier Boy, you need to rest assured, though, that the brilliant set, the smart set, the people like a National Review, the big country club Republicans, they want you to know that it's Trump and your fault that we lost. It's your fault.
Well, I like what Eric Trump said last night. Those Republicans that don't stand up for the president today, come primary race, they're going to be gone.
Well, believe me, Donald Trump will work hard to beat him. He'll go out there and campaign.
You ain't lying.
And actually, Eric Trump is speaking live in Washington right now. There's a big Trump rally about to happen right outside.
And how much money was spent on the Georgia election? Unbelievable. They care about all these poor people and all this poor programs and everything. What did the Democrats spend? $500 million total between the two nuts?
Yeah.
Am I right? That's twice. They spent twice as much.
Yeah, they spent twice as much as the Republican candidates.
That's right. One of them had $300 million and one had over $250, $60 million. That's $500 million. I mean, I'm sure anybody in advertising in the state of Georgia is rich this morning. They must love it. And what is this last night? People were going, what do? They vote from the hotels? They have addresses. They move people from other states into hotels? And that's where the addresses are? At a hotel?
I'm sure.
Or a motel.
Well, you don't have an honest broker over there in Brian Kemp or that Brad Rasberger or whatever his
name.
You
ain't lying.
They're not honest guys.
And what happened last night? Whose house got attacked? Was that senator or congressman when they went over to his house?
That was a couple days ago, Josh Hawley's house.
What the hell is their problem?
We don't have enough time, Soldier Boy, honestly. We don't have enough time. But are you going to be all right?
No, I'm not going to be all right. No. I served, 26 years in the military for this.
Yeah, but you served 26 years in the military. You're scared of these people?
What constitution are you protecting?
Soldier Boy, if you did 26 years in the military, then you know how to hurry up and wait. And that's what we're going to have to do. We got to hurry up and wait now.
I'm too old to wait now.
You ain't that old, man.
Yeah. Hey, ask Jack. Jack, you know how it is, don't you, Jack, when you get to that age group?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm woke yet.
You're not even awoke.
No. I'm just
all right,
mad.
Gentlemen.
Thanks.
I hope people get fired up and mad. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, I think that hope's going to be realized. Yeah. Thank you, Social.
Take care, Priscilla.
272-9228. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, David.
Morning. I was talking with a friend yesterday afternoon, and I told him, I said, we're going to lose these seats. I said, because nothing's changed in Georgia since the presidential election. I said, you have Stacey Abrams, who is basically the de facto governor, secretary of state, and head of the House and Senate in Georgia. No Republican will stand up to her.
They're all scared to death of her, is what a friend of mine over here.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, they're either scared to death of her or they're so intimidated by her that they will not stand up to her. I don't know if she's got information on all these people or, if she's paid them off or what, but they just will not stand up to her, and she is just basically running roughshod over the entire state of Georgia and basically acting as a dictator of the state and handpicking the people who are going to run that state, you know, from this point forward. And it's going to continue. And I guarantee you other states are going to look at that model that she's running, and they're going to run the identical models in 2022 and 2024. And Republicans will never win another election if they allow this to keep going.
I know. I don't know what the Republicans need to do.
Get some backbone, for one thing.
Now I'm saying them about Republicans, because I don't know where the backbone is. I think it's totally dissolved.
Well, amongst the Republicans, you said, but you cannot
put up with this wholesale mailing in of ballots from people you don't know who they are. They have no proof of their identity. They have no proof that they're even living. They have no proof that they're not in prison. They have no proof that they do live there. And we accept those ballots and count them and welcome them. That's insane. Yeah. That does not work in a one vote, one person democracy. I'm sorry.
And this whole situation. This whole situation with, you know, her sister, the federal judge, ruling in her favor for people who don't even live in the state to vote, you know, that's just crazy. I mean, that's identity politics saying.
What is wrong with that mentality? What is wrong with being a legal, rightful resident of a state and having your vote legally counted and counted one time and counted at the polls or counted absentee? This business of mailing stuff in because of this friggin' pandemic, well, guess what? The Republicans sure as hell didn't mind standing in line on election day wearing masks. Screw this pandemic. It has upset the apple cart and turned this republic into a 10-horn kind of government. It's ridiculous.
Well, and you ask, where's the backbone? I don't think, you know, Mitch McConnell put on a good face. Lindsey Graham is another one.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You know, and they got done when they wanted to get done with the judiciary. But this is the party that passed what? No Child Left Behind, Medicare Part D, got us involved in all sorts of costly foreign wars that we're still dealing with the legacy of. And I'm not even talking about, oh, how much it hurts the U.S. Treasury. How about the lives upended for all those people who have served? Those abroad and the families back home. This is the party that ran against Obamacare. When they have the House,
had the Senate and the House.
Yeah, they're like,
it's still the law.
We don't have a plan. It was just a bumper sticker. We're sorry.
Yeah, like, and you know what's going to happen?
Asshats.
You watch before the end of this calendar year. If it's not already law, it's going to be brought up and debated. But there's going to be a national bill brought up for reparations this House and Senate before the end of this year.
They'll be pressured into it.
We'll see, but this is a very, we'll see what happens with Purdue and Ossoff, because it is very, very slim.
Very tight.
We'll see.
Yeah, but you didn't
But
see
also, it. Say they get 50-50 with Harris running the Senate as vice president. Just hold on. Like, the idea that the Democratic Party is some monolithic entity, they don't have any cracks in the facade or intra-party conflicts like we're talking about here about Republicans, they're not a monolith. Just watch.
The only chance we have if Purdue loses is with Joe Manchin. And if Manchin, I think, won't take, because what's going to happen is Chuck Schumer, A, is going to try to bribe him. And if he doesn't take the bribe, he's then going to threaten him. And I know Manchin won't take the threat, being threatened by Chuck Schumer.
See, if I was Manchin, I'd take the bribe from Schumer, then I'd take the bribe from McConnell, then I'd take the bribe from Trump. I just, like, keep pouring the money.
Yeah.
Make hay while the sun is shining.
Well, I would expose them all if they tried to bribe. Let me ask you this. Who's the majority party now?
Not really. Who's the majority party? By a very slim majority, the Democrats.
Why?
Because Republicans are stupid.
Spineless.
I think Jack had a particular answer he was looking for. Why?
Yeah, why? Why are they the majority party? Yeah. Why is there a majority party if it's 50-50?
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody has a majority. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, simply because they'll have the vice president break any ties. So, but, you know, Joe Manchin just needs to pony up and join the Republican Party, because he's the only blue dog Democrat left in Washington, D.C.
I know. He's our only hope.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and fortunately, he does have a backbone, and I think that he will stand up to any bribes or threats that Chuck Schumer makes.
And well, he said not long ago he will not be voting with the Democrats if it's 50-50.
Right, right.
He
especially
said,
things like gun control and all kinds of stuff
tie.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not a wacko left-wing liberal Democrat, so he's definitely going to be under an immense amount of pressure, you know, to vote with them. I'm just hoping he'll stand up to them and say no.
So, David, we got to run. Guys, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Take care, David.
272-9228. Don Jr. now speaking there in Washington, D.C. Does that guy wake up with a 5 o'clock
Tell
shadow?
You, he rubs his face every morning with
it's
a charcoal briquette.
Hairy, hairy man. It's like Robin Williams up there. And by the way, Eddie broke the rules a few times here in this last few minutes. I didn't, you know, David and Soldier were talking, but Eddie, you know the rules.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
One of those powdered from my donut hole got caught up back in my throat. By the way, I've had a couple calls asking where I got the filled donut hole, so obviously I'm not the only one.
Good to see people have their priorities in line, and I mean that seriously. Jack's disgusted. Jack's done.
He is.
I heard the music.
Okay, bye. We'll be right back.
You don't like the song, Jack?
Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. It appears Warnock has beaten Loeffler. Still too close to call between Ossoff and Purdue. Purdue promising to challenge. I mean, and by close, I mean 0.4%. Very, very close.
You haven't seen the number of votes splitting?
It's like less than a million, I think. Ooh. Yeah, it's for our statewide election, it is tight.
That's very tight.
Real tight. But we'll see. We'll see. And either way, there are going to be challenges. I think those start in about an hour and a half. The joint session of Congress challenges the Electoral College. Trump having a rally in the midst of the White House. Don Jr. just getting done speaking, saying, this is Trump's, Donald Trump's Republican Party. All right, then. This is being called the Save America March by Trump Country. We'll see how much we're saving. 272-9228. You know, Jack, you make a fantastic point that I don't want to let just pass. Who says they're the majority party in the Senate? And you and I both understand that the vice president gets to break ties.
It's a tiebreaker. That's
right.
It.
Right. Like, we both get that. But when I looked at Twitter this morning, and I see AOC and Chuck Schumer and all these folks kind of over the moon and, like, gleeful and, like, soon. We get everything we want soon. Like, okay. All right. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. 272-9228. Jazz Man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you doing?
Not too bad. I was online on Facebook, and the guy was saying, you know, if they're cheating so much, how come they're not doing it in the state, you know, in the Congress and stuff? I go, you watch, you know how it'll happen. And sure enough, here we go. It's going to happen, and if they get away with it with the president, then it's all set, you know?
Well, I just hope people realize that the establishment Republicans and the Democrats have been stealing more than your votes for years.
Yes. Sorry, I was getting stuff at McDonald's.
What'd you get? What'd you order?
I got a French vanilla iced coffee for my manager.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And sausage burritos.
Oh, yummy. Really? I hope you enjoy that.
Yeah. They're not donuts, but they do.
Not donuts, no. But, you know. So, why bother voting anymore, you know, pretty much? I mean, they're just going to cheat anyways, you know.
Well, not for the old guard, but, you were saying last week, they stole it fair and square. Maybe you got to steal it right back. You got to play hardball. You got to call this out. You can't let this come together, like Jack was pointing out, through the pandemic, all these new rules they made. And also, the Republican Party, or whatever party rises from the ashes of what's happening here, needs to actually offer something that excites people, especially the populist mood in the country, people that are very much upset with the establishment.
Yeah. Like, I was talking last night to Greg Budell and his show, and they were at, Rosie was asking, you know, why didn't, if they knew the machines were messed up, why didn't they fix them? I said, because why fix something that's not broken to them? To them, it's working fine. You know? It works. You know, we can cheat with these machines. So why would we want to fix it?
A compromised governor in Georgia and a compromised secretary of state, and they allowed it to happen. Knowingly, they let it happen, and they knew they did. And they're crooks.
Of course. They're very corrupt. But hopefully they'll get wise and get rid of those two and get somebody in there that actually knows what the hell they're doing.
Good luck.
Appreciate the call, Jazz Man. Enjoy your Mickey D's. Thank you, sir.
Take care, buddy.
272.
Are you saying now that Ohio State wants to postpone the national championship?
Why?
Because they've had an outbreak of COVID. Well, that's their problem.
Their fault. Their problem. Somebody broke their bubble.
Is it truly a rule that
when Nick Saban got COVID, they didn't postpone the Auburn game. He just didn't coach.
Exactly right. Right. Exactly right, Jack.
Well, and is it an actual rule that only two captains are allowed on the field for the coin flip because of COVID?
I don't know, probably.
But then, 12 men line up
Well, for a while, they couldn't have the band
it's so
there.
Stupid.
The cheerleaders couldn't be there. I'm like...
Oh, the eagle couldn't fly at
right, the eagle couldn't fly. He was going to catch the COVID in the air?
Or yeah, you have a few employees from the Raptor Center, and everybody's going to get the vid. What the hell is... Lost
her. Oh, is that what they're calling it now? The vid?
Or the Rona?
The
or
Rona.
The Chinese virus? Or the
I
China
don't call
virus?
It that.
What do you call it?
Kung flu.
The Kung flu. I like that too.
Racist.
So what?
Steve, welcome.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning.
I sure miss the majorettes at the football game.
Yeah.
Especially the Golden Girls from LSU.
That was the only reason I really watched.
or the USC girls in their sweaters.
Mm. Mm. It's wholesome.
How about the Texas Rangerettes?
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
I like the honeybees.
Do they carry a sidearm? So I'd like that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
They were from Kilgore, Texas.
Speaking of
half
Texas.
Of oil workers.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Texas, Jack, what was your favorite place to live in Texas?
I lived in Austin, and I lived in Carrollton, which is just north of Dallas. I hated Carrollton because I worked in Dallas, and the traffic going in every morning was horrible. I loved the atmosphere in Austin. I hated the politics. It was a great place to go out and eat and entertain and go out and drink, and it was fun. Football games in Austin were fun, but their politics has always been way left of center. Now that all these Californians have moved in, it's gone to hell.
Well, I just got back from Temple, you know, which is right above Austin. But
yeah, I have some friends from Temple.
Temple's a great little place, and it's kind of, you know, not too far from Dallas and right down the road from Waco, but I'm strongly considering moving to Texas. And there's a lot of chatter out there about them succeeding. And
yeah, there's much success there.
Well, there's a whole lot of prosperity. There's a whole lot of job opportunities. And there's still a lot of good old American
boys.
Well, and Jack, real quick, before I forget about it, I actually saw Governor Abbott talking about this, I think with Tucker. There are a few studies that have looked into this. The Californians showing up in Texas are actually more conservative. That's why they're leaving California.
That's what Abbott says, but I don't know about all that.
Yeah, it's not just him, though. It's been several studies over the years. It's like this new, it's unfortunately my generation that's messing up Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Hey, it's not my fault. I'm doing my part.
They got billboards that tell you, don't mess with Texas.
Yeah.
Well, I think Trump was extremely lucky, just extremely blessed to have made it to the end of his first term, because if the Senate would have been the way it's headed now, he wouldn't have made it. And the night he walked down those steps and said, he could have said anything in the world. But when he said, I'm going to drain the swamp, he threatened Republicans' families and way of life and crookedness. He threatened Democrats' way of life, crookedness, and all their relatives. And when he said that, there was a plan to get him out of there, because nobody, I don't care what party they are going to threaten that monopoly they have.
Well, the word establishment is synonymous with the word money. And when you threaten somebody's money like he did and their way of life and their power base, you have actually drawn blood.
Mm-hmm.
And they went after him. You're right. The minute he made that statement.
Yeah, he could have said, I'm going to build a wall 10 times over. He could have said, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. But when he made that statement, he got everybody's attention, including Nancy and all the rest of them that live that lifestyle, that their families live it, their relatives live it and draw from it. They had to get him out of there. Whatever means necessary, he had to go. Y'all have a good day.
You too, buddy.
You too. Thanks.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us, and buddy, it didn't take us long to get through 2020.
Wow, I mean, 2020 was here, and hopefully it is gone. And, you know, I just want to thank all the wonderful customers we have, the new ones, the old ones. You know, this year started off crazy, and it finished off with a bang. I tell you, our customers were great. They came in, they shopped. We did a lot of mail order, did lots and lots of great gifts for people. And I just wanted to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of our heart at Tucker Pecan, being such loyal customers and buying local, shopping local, and doing the things that needed to be done this year to make it through this COVID. And you know what? 2021 is going to be a great year for us at Tucker Pecan. We're going to do all kinds of new, exciting things and hopefully make next year bigger and better than ever.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And from David and the gang at Tucker Pecan, have a happy and prosperous New Year.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way, but for now, we're going to enjoy one more quiet day and relatively mild for December. When you get up to 60 this time of the year, that's not bad. There will be a sun and cloud mix, but a dry day. Cloudy tonight, not as cold as it has been. Overnight low 40. Tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time as this next storm system scoots through the area. Breezy tomorrow, high 56. Windy and cold behind the storm system on Friday with a high temperature barely up to about 50, but it'll seem a lot colder because of the winds. And then Saturday, still in the low 50s with sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, you're Dern.
I'm Dern, carrying on like the wayward son I am. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
And we have on the phone here, Rob. Hey, Rob.
What's happening, Rob? Hey, Rob, did you mute yourself? No, Rob.
Doug!
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Doug.
Happy New Year, Doug.
This thing that Nancy Pelosi and them did the other day about we can't say brother, sister, mother, and all that crap. Mm-hmm. So they're going to give us a new list of what we can and can't say? I mean, is it going to be a law? I mean, it's so stupid, man. What kind of crap are they trying to pull on us?
I believe it's like if you draft legislation and you try to put certain language in the official record, instead of sister or brother, it'll be sibling. I don't think Hulk Hogan could survive up there.
I don't know. We would be Robin.
Yeah, so they're trying to make everything gender neutral.
All right, thank you.
Now, which is like, ridiculous.
I'm sure plenty of Republicans...
You're either male or female.
Right. And I'm sure you can still get up on the floor of the Senate of the House and talk about your mother. But, yeah, it's more in the drafting of the House rules and the language of legislation and whatnot.
Especially when he said a man and a woman. I'm like, come on now, dude.
He's a moron.
I mean, what are you... I mean, are these people just that lame that they... this country, we've got... If we can't get these Republicans to get on our side and be real and fight for us, I guess we'll just have to protest all the time. I mean, I hate to quit my job to protest all the time, but we'll have to do something. And we can't let our country go to socialism. That won't work.
No, it won't work. And we're either going to find out the hard way or the easy way. Looks like the hard way is
looks
the password.
Looks like the hard way.
Out.
Yeah.
And and I talk to people and they tell me, oh, there was no cheating. I'm like, you're either asleep or smoking something. So, but you guys have a great day. I love your show, and I just keep and God bless America.
Thank you, Doug. Now let's try Rob again.
Yeah, Rob back.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it working this time?
Oh, it is working good. Sounds good.
Hey, that's fantastic. And I really wanted to speak to Jack because I very rarely get a chance to do that. Jack, you with me, bud?
I am. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and that's my first Dern ever. but hey, you lived outside of Dallas, you tell me. And I'm just wondering how long you spent in that part of the country.
I lived in Austin 1984 and half of 85. Then I moved to Carrollton, Texas to take a job up there. And I lived in Carrollton for... Let's see, I went up there in May of 85, and I left there in, like, May of 86.
I guess what I'm getting at is, how often did you have to put up with that high five?
Where?
Did everybody high five or something? No, five interstates. Stacked up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hated going down I-35 every morning to downtown Dallas, and it was horrible. But I did hate the traffic. Carrollton had most of what you needed there, except it was dry. If you wanted whiskey, yeah, you had to go to the Colony, or you had to go to some other little area around there to buy your whiskey. It just drive me crazy.
I see. I was living in North Carolina, and I dated a girl from Plano, and we took a plane over to Dallas-Fort Worth, and
Sue and met with her family, yada, yada, and said, hey, you know what? Let's go to medieval times in Dallas. And she rented a car and took me on the high five like it was nothing to her. And I swear, I've never been so paralyzed with fear in my life.
Yeah, I know.
And I have heard that they have expanded it to a high seven or are trying to.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I'm sure.
Can you
imagine?
Well, Montgomery,
and in the Dallas
the
North
two.
Tollway, it was pretty bad, too. It was so narrow.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
know, if you wanted to avoid the interstate and you were headed north and south, you get on the tollway, but that was scary in and of itself.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, anyway, that's all I really had to rant about or rave about. So y'all have a good day, and
you
I'll
too,
be
Rob.
Enjoying the rest of the show.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
272-9228, this part of the program. Yes, this entire hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You can transfer all those old videotapes, those old film reels, even those old CDs. You can transfer all those old CDs and get them on a thumb drive compatible with that new car stereo, old tape cassettes, any of those old formats, audio, video. They can bring it into the digital future. And the convenient digital future, CDs are so, they're digital, but they're not very convenient these days. Dan Black Studios can also help you out with video production from the ground up, or maybe you have raw video footage you'd like to put together in a great presentation. They can cover all of that for you. 38 years of business proving their professional reputation. So check out Dan Black Studios today, and be sure to tell them Joey, Jack, Eddie said hi. 279-6036, 279-6036. You can go online to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on Facebook. Final segment of the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon coming up.
I got hairy legs.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Al's Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. Al's Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
to news and views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Got Eddie B. in the house. Let's go to the one, the only, Charles Hollis. Hey, Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning, Charles Hollis.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning, listening audience. Y'all was talking about Oom-Goodbye over in Georgia. Why no one stands up to her. Here's another maleless female who wants to be in control. Apparently she is over in Georgia. She's the same
like
as,
it.
Yeah, she's the same as what that girl named? Kamala? Benzetta? Ann Roy Moore? Anita Kelly? Terry Sewell? Somebody else I'm missing. All of them are maleless.
What about Vanzetta?
I think I did call her name out.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. See, first of all, they're discriminators. They discriminate against the Negro male. See, they should be held accountable for discriminating against the Negro male. Hatcher should be held accountable for discriminating against the Negro female. John Knight should be held accountable for discriminating against the Negro female. There are others. Plenty of them. Anyway, I got to go to work, ladies and gentlemen. From the heart of Dixie, Trump on.
Trump on, Charles.
Trump on.
Yeah, I guess Stacey Abrams was the governor behind the scenes all along.
It reminds me of Idi Amin. Are you familiar with Idi Amin?
Idi Amin?
Used to be a dictator.
Was it Ethiopia?
No, it was somewhere around there, though. But he was a cannibalist as well. So not only would he kill you, he'd eat you. But that's who she reminds me of. She has that build to her.
Well, I did share one of my favorite quotes the other day, that if a politician found out he had cannibals among his constituents, he'd serve them missionaries for dinner. Yeah.
Yes.
This is how these folks operate. And sometimes you have more power being the queen, the governor behind the scenes. So.
Well, yeah, because what's going to stand in your way?
Right. Right. Let Kemp pretend to be governor for a little while.
We're doing that with Joe. We're going to let him pretend to be president for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the only person who won't know it is him.
Right. Right.
Goodness. Yeah, we've got an interesting day still ahead of us. They've yet to call the Purdue Ossoff race, but also you're talking about the Electoral College Challenge should be here in about an hour when the joint session of Congress meets, and might try to bring some of that live just to get the sense of what's going on there. Can't obviously carry all the debates, but try to carry some of it. 272-9228, second hour of News and Views from 9 till noon, coming up.